Did you try to keep up with your children since they were in school? Did you?
No, I couldn't. That was beyond me. I did help my sisters when they went to school. I didn't have the schooling, but I knew arithmetic and spelling. And they would come home with a problem in the later way of working the arithmetic. And I would help them, and they'd come and read the problem to me, and in my own mind I could figure it out as to what it was, and I'd tell them the answer. And they says, "How did you get the answer?" Well, I says, I do it my way. And I would tell them the answer is this, and they'd look, "Well, that is the answer. Well, how did you get it?" Well, I couldn't explain it. I would do it in my way. But I helped them a lot. I learned a lot through that. They were younger than I was, and I learned a lot through them.
Did you ever want to take correspondence courses?
No, I've never had that desire. Should have, I guess, but I didn't.
Say if you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, he'd say, "Well, I'm right."
Well, I always was a type of a person. I never got too deep in an argument. If I couldn't convince them in my own way, in a friendly way, I never would get in a really argumentative way.
Do you ever use the expression, "Aren't I or ain't I?" Like say, "I'm right, aren't I? Ain't I?"
No, I never. No.
Say if I asked you, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No, it."
No, you didn't, or something to that
extent. Or if, "No, it. I didn't go to town, so it."
Well.
It what? I asked you, "Was that you I saw?" You'd say, "No, it."
I would say, "No, you didn't," or something to that effect.
Okay. Or if I say, "Was that you that slammed the door?" You'd say, "Well, it. No, it."
I don't.
Would you say, "It wasn't I," or "Wasn't me," or how would you say
it? I would say, "It wasn't me." That would be my way of saying it.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
as a comparison, or...
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
I would say the dress is nice,
Or very... If it looks good, she'd say it's very...
I guess I'd say it looks good, or something to that.
And what could she wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Kimono or something like that.
What did women used to wear their tie around?
That was a... Well, I don't know the name of it. That those loose dresses or...
No, something that they have just a tie around their waist to keep from spilling things on there. Sometimes it would have...
Oh, an apron?
Huh?
Apron?
Okay. And... to sign your name in ink, you'd use a... This would be a...
Well, it would be an ink pen or...
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
And a dime is worth...
A dime? 10 cents or...
Huh?
10 cents.
Okay. And soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
What?
Soup comes in a can made out of...
What? Be vegetable or...
Or the can is made
the
out
can
of...
The can tin.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday? What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
In those days you'd wear a tie and a suit.
If you just bought it, it'd be a brand...
A what?